Becky, first thing, of course, why the London Marathon? Why are you running the marathon?
It's a good question, really. I'm running it because I started to run because I'd got a broken heart, and you know, I wanted to raise awareness and money for my son's charity, Liam Smiles.
Liam, of course, I mean, it's been how long now since he first contracted the disease?
So he's five now, and it was 7 weeks of age when he first got it, and Colin was obviously with Birmingham City in China on pre-season tour. And at the time, we never knew whether Liam was going to survive. So Colin came home on a plane not knowing whether his son was going to be alive when he touched down.
So now, 5 years of age, you feel you owe the meningitis people a little bit of something back?
Yeah, they've done a lot. Every charity does a lot to support the individuals, but meningitis now have done a lot to support us as a family. And we've met other families along the way who have been supported by meningitis now.
So you, I suppose really, the last thing you want is other parents to suffer like you did.
I do, yeah. I mean, I started running, as I said, from a broken heart, and some days I'd run till I cried. Other days I'd run until the pain in my body had gone, and then one day I ran because I enjoyed it. And, you know, I'm very aware while I'm running that I don't want another family to go through what we've gone through.
That's the driving force then?
Yeah, the driving force is, you know, meningitis has got no discrimination. It can hit at anyone at any age. And so the driving force is to raise awareness of meningitis.
And Gary Rowett helping you to do that.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? So he came and told us this year at the end of season awards that he wanted to do something to help and he wanted to join in. I bet he's dreading that now.
Awareness, you mentioned awareness, of course, but you know, one wonders, oh, why isn't it cured and all the rest of it? But interesting stories, of course, that are different strains of meningitis and new ones all the time.
Yeah, there's many different strains of meningitis. So there's bacterial and viral, which everyone knows about, but then they're split into sort of subcategories again. And there's, I think there's 35 different strains. I'm not sure of bacterial alone. Liam so far has had meningococcal, pneumococcal and streptococcal.
What's the long-term diagnosis for meningitis patients?
Well, that's it. The thing about meningitis is it hits different people in different ways and can affect people. Some people can walk out of hospital being fine and then other people can lose their lives. The most common one is lose their limbs from it. And then there's a lot of acquired brain injuries, which what Liam has.
Meningitis now were very good for you when in the early days.
Yeah, so they've given us all counselling. I'm not afraid to admit that I've had counselling through it. I struggled through it, and they're the people that supported it and provided it for me and my family.
And now, of course, this London Marathon, and how can people help you? Obviously by donating. How do they do that?
So they can go on the Liam Smiles website, which is www.liamsmiles.co.uk, and they can follow the Virgin Money giving link on there. Or there is a text link as well on there as well. Or they can go on our Facebook page, which is Liam Smiles Community page, and there's Just Givings and Virgin Money Giving there that every, you can donate to.
Every pound will help another parent not have to go what you went through, perhaps.
Yeah, not every pound. Every penny is going to help.